What's going on, everybody? Coach Dean, MSA Nation, and we are on the topic of the supplements that I take every day. I'm gonna tell you exactly what I take step by step in the morning and at night, and you're gonna be surprised at a lot of this stuff because I take a lot of stuff every day. The thing is, and the reason why, is because I'd rather take a bunch of supplements, food-based supplements, herbs, then take drugs every day. So, long story short, the things I take in the morning, obviously, a multivitamin. I take vitamin D because I live above the equator in the state of Ohio. We barely get any sun in like 3 months of sunlight a year. Probiotic to help digest my supplements, also for the colon. Cleanse the colon so I won't be taking those detoxes and then filling it back up with toxins again. I just consistently take probiotic. Grape seed, this is actually a really good one because this helps prevent particular types of cancers because it works as an antioxidant. So it's going to flush out all the free radicals that you get from the food, the atmosphere, secondhand smoke, etc. And that will, it won't make you flush. It's just that when you go to the bathroom, it's already in there. So it's like basically flushing out of your system. Not like a detox or anything like that. Just a, you know, simple dietary supplement. They actually use this in chemotherapy. It makes the chemo work even harder. So that's a really good point for that for anyone that's dealing with that situation. And yes, really good antioxidant. Ginkgo biloba, I take two of those. This is very good for my concentration, hand-eye coordination, mental sharpness. Like I could be sitting down at work, cause you know, GNC, we barely see any customers and I'm just sitting there waiting for someone to come in to talk to me. I'm sitting down and I'm doing absolutely nothing, but when I actually get up to do something, then I could be able to really focus on the task and really concentrate to get it done very quickly. Ginkgo biloba is really good with that. And it's a tree that's been here for like almost 200 million years. Calcium, obviously for the bones, glucosamine is really good for the tendons, which people have that tendon deterioration of the cartilage, which causes all types of bone on bone, hip replacements, etc. Then at night, I take one more glucosamine and I take liquid fish oil with a flavor to it. So it'll taste like fish oil, but it'll come out as the aftertaste of whatever citrus flavor that you had. So that's obviously the benefits, you know that. Turmeric is really good. That is for the cartilage and the joints as well, but I really get a heavy dosage of that. So what I take like is 1,000 milligrams of turmeric a day. And I don't recommend this, but I haven't stretched in about like 7 or 8 days, but I still don't feel any stiffness. I don't have any delayed onset muscle soreness when I wake up in the morning or anything of that sort, because this turmeric inflammation response is really good. Also, I take another calcium and then magnesium, obviously for cell regeneration and things like that. And melatonin, if needed, if I stood up all night the night before and I want to get my sleep cycle together. So there you have it. I take in the morning a multivitamin, vitamin D3, probiotic, grape seed, ginkgo biloba, calcium, and glucosamine. That's the morning. At night, I take glucosamine, fish oil, turmeric, calcium, magnesium, and melatonin as needed. And y'all can try those out, do some research on it. Let me know what y'all think of them. And those are things I take every day. If you have any questions, email me at msafit216@gmail.com. I'll be soon to release my supplement line. And I also give out, and I forgot to say this on my last video, free fitness programs. I charge absolutely nothing for my fitness programs. I get your height, weight, age, email, and I send you everything you need in order to get in shape based on your current situation. Keep that in mind. See ya.